Kedushin Perek Dalad, Mishnah Zayin 4-7, and the Mishnah picks up really exactly where it left off. In the end of the previous Mishnah, we had given the first of what will be three shitas regarding the children of converts and whether they may or may not marry a Kohen, it's a girl we're talking about. So the first sheet in the previous Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who said, if the father is a convert, so then the child, girl, may not marry a Kohen, period. And that's true even if the father's father was a convert. It goes all the way back from father to son, the same way that a status of a halal goes from father to son, indefinitely. Here we have two more shittas in our Mishnah here. The first is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and he says, Yisrael shenasa giyores, if you have a Jewish man who marries a convert, bitok sher lakahuna, his daughter may marry a Kohen. Now, that actually is the same as the son Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah, because the father here is a Yisrael, and the issue is passed through the father's side. Since the father here is not a problem, he's a regular Yisrael, therefore his daughter can marry a Kohen, even though the mother of this girl is a Gioris. But he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, if you have Veger Shenasa Bas Yisrael, if you have the father who's a Ger, he's a convert, and the mother is a regular Jewish woman, meaning her mother was Jewish. So then, bitok sher lekahuna. Then, unlike Rabbi Yehuda, he says, such a child, yes, could marry a Kohen, even though the father is a convert, but since the other parent is not, that's sufficient. However, aval, ger shenasa gioris, if we have a situation which both of the parents are converts, then, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, bito pesula lekahuna. A child who is, like I'll call it, a purebred convert, meaning that both parents are converts, so then she may not marry a Kohen. And further says Rabbi Lezmer Yaakov, Echad ger ve'echad avada m'shechrarim. A emancipated slave has the same status as a generic convert, that if both parents are not born Jews, their daughter may not marry a Kohen. And afilu ad asara doros. That's true even for 10 generations, meaning if the family tree going all the way back is all converts and converts and converts who are marrying into each other, so then still that a child from that pedigree may not marry a Kohen. Ad jetei imo mi Yisrael, until the mother of the girl in question, at least one of her parents, is not a convert but was born a Jew. So if you have one parent that was born a Jew in the family tree, then this girl may marry a Kohen. But if she's a purebred convert, all her ancestors are converts all the way back to until they're not Jewish, so then she may not marry a Kohen. That's the second shita. The third shita is that of Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af ger shenasa gioris, even if both parents are converts, bito ksher lekahuna, their daughter may marry a Kohen. And Rabbi Yossi holds that while it's true that a convert herself may not marry a Kohen, but her child, even if her husband is a convert, can, yes, marry a Kohen. The machlokas between these shittas really are all based on psukim, drushas. The halacha is a little nuanced here. The halacha is that if a Kohen would say, can I marry this girl, and her parents all the way up, so to speak, were not born Jews, none of them were, so then we would tell the Kohen, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that he is not to marry this girl. However, if a Kohen ends up marrying a girl whose parents are converts, or even her grandparents are converts and so on, so then the din, mikra din halacha, is like Rabbi Yossi, meaning the marriage is binding, we don't make them divorce, and in fact, there's no pagam. So the Kohen who marries such a girl, their children are totally 100% kosher to serve the base of Mikdash, etc.